It's The Record on KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman with David Hyde.
Dysfunctional, lame duck, unproductive. Just some of the words people use to describe Congress these days.
And this Congress is limping out with record low accomplishments. They have a short but high-profile to-do list this month.
The House of Representatives was back at work today. The Senate comes back next Monday.
And that leaves just a few days where both parties are present to negotiate about the budget, immigration, and other bills. Here to talk about what Congress will be able to get done is Jim McTague. He's Washington editor at Barron's. Hi, Jim.
Hey, it's wonderful to be on the air in one of my favorite cities.
Oh, glad to hear that you like it. I'm curious, in the other Washington, what Congress has on tap for the next few weeks.
Oh, yeah, they came back today, and, you know, we didn't even know they were gone. They've accomplished so little. They have what I call a do-nothing list. And it's sort of like Dagwood Bumstead's job jar. Mm-hmm. It's filled with chores that need to be done, and they'll do everything in their power to avoid getting off the sofa. Now, number one is arriving at a budget deal. You may remember, because the news cycle spins so rapidly, we tend to forget things, that the government shut down in October. And as a part of an agreement to restart the government again, both the Republicans and Democrats agreed to form a conference committee and try to work out a budget deal to replace sequestration, which is these Spartan automatic cuts to the budget. And they have until the 13th to conclude that deal.
Of this month. And we do actually probably follow that here more closely than maybe in other parts of the country, because our senior senator, Patty Murray, is one of two chairs along with Paul Ryan from the House. Do you think that they are going to reach some kind of agreement by December 13th?
Well, if they do, it will be a complete surprise, because there's nothing to indicate so far that they've made any progress at all. Now, I call such an unusual event, if they reach an agreement, I call it a Daffy Duck, which is a cousin of something called a black swan. A black swan is what we saw when the economy collapsed. It's the bearer of Looney Tune levels of destruction to the economy. If Congress actually reached a deal that did something positive for the economy, it would just be so unexpected, we should declare a holiday.
Well, Jim McTague, what happens if they don't come up with an agreement by December 13th?
I don't think they will. They'll push it off into next year, which is an election year. And I predict they'll reach some kind of an agreement to try to appeal to the voters who detest Congress right now for their inability to accomplish anything.
Well, I can't imagine that that's a great platform to run on, but that's a whole other subject. I know that over the weekend, President and Mrs. Obama visited with protesters who are staging a hunger strike in D.C. They want John Boehner to take up the immigration bill, which had momentum up until all the fiscal crises started coming down in August, I believe it was. So what's happening with that hunger strike, and is it actually going to do anything?
Well, the people on the hunger strike are losing a lot of weight. That's really good, but they're not going to accomplish anything because John Boehner and other members of the Republican House have promised that nothing will happen on immigration this year. Now, you know, they've also agreed to tackle it in piecemeal fashion because they disagree with some elements of the Senate bill. And President Obama surprised us all a few weeks ago when he said he would go along with a piecemeal approach. However, the Republicans then said, we're not going to do anything until next year. There isn't enough time. It's an important bill. It could really help boost the economy. And, you know, there are a lot of unemployed people out there that would love to have a good job. This would be a step in the right direction to getting the recovery on a faster track.
I'm speaking with Jim McTague. He's Washington editor at Barron's. We're hearing about something called a milk cliff, I guess, akin to a fiscal cliff. What's the milk cliff?
Wow, I think they've headed that off. There's an agricultural bill that was supposed to be done this year. Every 5 years, they have an agricultural bill, and there's a doomsday device in that bill to get Congress to act. If they don't pass a new agricultural bill, well, then the law reverts back to where it was in the 50s, in which all the subsidies for milk are reduced or removed. So that would mean that without subsidies, a gallon of milk would cost $8, which probably would make it more economical to serve your baby champagne than milk. Fortunately, when they passed the bill to get reopen government, they sneaked in a fix that extends the farm subsidies for milk until June. So the cliff, the milk cliff, will arrive in June.
It's sort of like a milk mesa. In other words, really briefly, Jim McTague, you mentioned next year's midterm elections. Do you think that any of members of Congress are going to feel the pain of not doing anything?
I do. Because, you know, right or wrong, like personally, I'm happy when Congress doesn't do too much because of the laws of unintended consequences. I'm a small government kind of guy. I lived in Texas once where they had the legislature meet every 2 years, and that was fabulous. But the general public is really hurting. I mean, there are a lot of young people in their 20s and 30s who can't find decent work, and they believe that Congress can do something to just spiff up the economic engine. And if Congress doesn't do it, I think the voters are going to punish them severely.
Jim McTague, Washington editor at Barron's, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
It's The Record. I'm Marcy Silman with David Hyde.